obviously disappointed at the outcome of the end of the game on Saturday. A lot of credit to Oklahoma. They did what championship teams do. They found a way to win what we've done most of the year. And at the end of the day, they made one more play than we did. So I think our team learned a lot from that game. I think, A, they learned, number one, what we can be. You know, for the first half, we looked like not just a top 10, but a top 5 team in the country. And then secondly, I think the second half showed us what we have to do. And I think we've instilled a winning mindset. I think our guys have a winning mindset. They go out, they do whatever it takes to win the game. And that was a first chance for us to see what a championship mindset looks like. When you come down in November and the game's on the line and you have to make one more play, you can't look at the scoreboard. You can't sit there and hope the time runs off the clock. You have to just keep playing. And so Oklahoma did it. We didn't do it, but I do believe that game will drive us. It will drive us to take the program. It'll drive us as players and coaches. It'll drive all of us to take it up even another level. And unfortunate that you have to go through sometimes games like that, but I do think it'll be the best thing for us in the long run as we learn from it. With that being said, I know my attention and our guys' attention, we got here yesterday, is completely on Texas. Senior day for a very special group of young men that have really, really acted and led their lives on blind faith, believing in what we could be. And here they are with a chance to go play University of Texas at home, a great team with great players. I know they're excited. And so I don't have to talk much about the other things. You know, it's really just about a chance to go out and play football again. And even though we were disappointed by that, it was a great, great, great atmosphere. It was a great chance to play big time college football with the whole world watching. And we have another chance to do that this Saturday. And I'm sure that we'll be ready. So with that, I'll see what questions you have.
Yeah, Matt, could you sense the players were ready to move on, that they see a great opportunity to clinch a Big 12 championship game spot on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I haven't talked a lot about like what they can clinch and all that. I'm sure they know that, right? So I'm not – to me, this is all about – the minute we start talking about those things is when things like Saturday happen. You know, when it's like, hey, there's only 30 minutes left on the clock, then, you know, to me, this is just about football. And Texas is a great football team. They have great football players. I think our guys came in yesterday, and I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, we haven't lost a game yet this year. And they came in yesterday, and, you know, we've always been Sundays off, Mondays going, so it's our first Sunday. And we started doing a chapel this year because we were coming in on Sundays. It felt right to start with a chapel. So we start the chapel, and we sing a couple songs, and everyone sings along. And it was the first time we were doing it with a loss. I wasn't sure what to expect. And I thought the energy in the room, I thought – no one's happy, but I thought the way that they first and foremost stopped to honor God and then move into football, I thought was awesome. But I also thought it was the way they lifted yesterday, that we actually went out and practiced. You know, we played 96 plays on defense. We still went out and practiced. And I thought they had really good energy and focus. And so I think for our guys, the chance to go out and play again, and the fact that we're playing Texas just because they're a great football team, I think our guys are very, very much locked in.
Does it almost help having a historic rival like Texas right on the heels of a game like that, where you can just jump right back into it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, playing TCU, Oklahoma, Texas in a row is difficult, right? You had like a Thursday night game, you had like 2 days off, and then it was bang, 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 and then we go on the road, and you know, so that's not an easy stretch. And so, what it does do is it does make sure that you are always focused on what's next, you know. I saw Tech first thing Sunday morning, you know, and Connor Galvin, they're walking through the facility. I don't know what time, maybe I should say morning, maybe 12:30. And I said, hey, you know what? No one feels sorry for me and no one feels sorry for you. And they both said, no one feels sorry for us, Coach. You know, and so I think when you live a life of what's next, we don't spend a lot of time sitting here saying, oh, what could have been. Like, it's what's next is Texas. And we had that same feeling against Texas last year. You know, had four chances to throw the ball in the end zone and couldn't get it done. So we know what kind of team they have. A lot of our players know their players, and so we'll get ourselves ready to go play.
Matt, as you mentioned, first half, boom, 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 down the field, you're moving the ball and scoring points. What's the key to sustaining that?
I think everyone just kind of continuing to do their job. I mean, you know, one of the things that happened in that game was because, like, Graylin picks that pass and runs it all the way back to the 10, it's two plays and a touchdown. So we scored really quickly, so the defense was on the field a lot, even in the first half, even though we were scoring. We would go down in 2 minutes, we score. But then we come out in the second half, they have a long drive, and then we have one play. We had a 40-yard run, right, or whatever it was, 30-yard run, and we fumble. You know, we get the ball back. It's, you know, third down. We don't quite convert. They have another long drive. We go three and out. So it's a drop pass here. It's a missed block there. But a lot of it was, honestly, there's not a lot of reps in the second half. Offense, defense, special teams of us playing Baylor football. It's guys all out there doing wild, wild things, you know. And that starts with me. That's not me saying, hey, you guys, all of us got in that moment. And guys just started trying to go out and make plays and instead of just doing their job. We have a really good team. We have really good players. All our players have to do is go out there and do their job and play really, really hard, and we'll be fine. That's what happened in the first half. And there was, you know, there was no, like, major change in the second half. It was just we just kind of got out of whack. And so we'll learn from that and hopefully come back. But it wasn't – I mean, it was the same general plays. It was the same general defenses, same things from them. We just didn't quite go out there and play the way I think we all know we can play.
Texas defense, what do you see most vulnerable about it?
Well, you know, a lot of those guys were out for a lot. You know, they've had a rash of injuries, and all those guys are back now. So I think you know, they held Iowa State to, what, 23 last week? The numbers escaped me. But, I mean, they might have been giving up some whatever early in their year as they were playing a bunch of guys and taking safeties and moving them to corner. I think Todd Orlando is one of the best defensive coordinators in college football, and I believe that for a long time since he was at Houston and we had to play him. And he's now got his pieces back. You know, he's got Caden Stearns back, who's an All-American safety. He's got DeMarvian Overshawn. I mean, this kid's a safety, and they're playing him at linebacker and D-end. They're moving him around, Keandre Coburn. So, you know, the numbers might say, hey, they've given up some yards passing, but all those safeties and corners are back now. So I think for us, the tale over the last 2 years against them has been our inability to run the ball versus their pressure and protect the quarterback. You know, we've gotten open at times, but we haven't really been able to get much going. And so I think we have got to find a way to run the football, and we've got to find a way to protect the quarterback, because that hasn't happened versus this package in the last 2 years.
Matt, when you made those changes in the offensive line, I guess the second series, how did you evaluate, how did you feel like those guys did?
Well, I thought Connor came in and played really well. I thought Khalil played really well. You know, we have a lot of confidence in Jake. You know, he's been banged up, and so Tech, you know, just some snap issues and stuff. Tech played a lot. But I think, you know, Casey's going to play some at right tackle now too, which is his more natural position. So I think, you know, Connor's been a starter since right after this game. Last year he didn't play against Texas. Last year we started, you know, he's a starter, and he's finally back and healthy. So I thought our ability to protect the quarterback on Saturday was the best it's been in quite some time.
Matt, Jamison Houston's had a really good year. What kind of improvement have you seen from him over the years?
He has made growth in leaps and bounds as a just maturing as a man. You know, I don't want to embarrass him, but I remember, like, one of my first games here, I, like, suspended him because he missed practice on Friday before a game. I suspended him for the game. And now he's a captain type guy. You know, he's a guy that is as mature and as trustworthy and accountable as anyone we have. And he's developed into one of the best corners in the Big 12. You know, he can play off man. He can play bump and run. He can, you know, he's held some of the best receivers to career lows. And I think for me, it's just a matter of his confidence growing. He's now a really confident player. And I know for him being from Austin, this game always means a lot to him. He played really well in this game last year. But I think Jamison is he's a guy that, you know, went from being, you know, scouts not even talking to him. So he's a draftable player. And his best football's ahead of him. And I think it all has just stemmed from his growth and confidence and maturity.
Terrell Bernard, he got, you know, kind of, I guess, banged up, played with the cast or club or whatever it was. Do you think he's going to be able to be back?
I think so, yeah. We think he'll be able to play.
Mims also?
Yeah, we would expect him to play, yeah.
Coach, the atmosphere Saturday was maybe the best it's ever been at McLean Stadium. How much did you guys feed off that?
I thought the crowd from the bear walk till, you know, like, we got in there and, you know, before the bear line, like, the student section above them, I mean, they were rocking. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was big time college football, and just the impact that had on recruiting was great. I mean, people, recruits left there, you know, obviously disappointed at the final score, but knowing that this is a big time place, and, you know, I'm very appreciative that everyone came out and had that type of energy, and you know, we'll certainly need it again this Saturday.
Matt, you talked about that group of seniors, kind of a mix. Some of them have come in, but that group that's been here the whole time, how important have they been in building this to where it is now?
Yeah, I mean, they're a special, special group. They've come so far. When I first got here, like that Taylor Young, Brian Nance, Taylor, so that senior group, it was like their senior year, so they were going to do it. You know, we asked. That next group, the Iras, the Gregs, and all those guys, they really came on, you know, because they wanted to get to bowl eligibility. It was this group that was always sort of like in between. You know, they weren't the older guys, so they're still getting treated like young guys. But it was, well, Coach Wool prefers the guys he recruited, you know. And we've worked really hard. I've worked hard. Our coaches have worked hard, and they've worked hard to make sure we all came together. And I think you can tell by the results of this season that we've come together. And coming together is not an easy thing. You know, it's not, you know, it's not saying what people want to hear because you're a sophomore. You know, sophomores are not supposed to have a lot of success. You know, it's not, when you're a sophomore in college, you're supposed to be an average player trying to fight to become a good player. And through that adversity that we were having as a team, through that adversity that they were having as players, they've just continued to battle and fight through. And so they've had three head coaches, which means they've had a lot of different staff members, different position coaches. But, you know, my challenge to that group, all the groups since I've been here, is I was like, be a 30 for 30 someday, you know. Like, someday they should write a 30 for 30 about you, what you guys did and the things that you guys have done and the opportunities you guys had to leave and you chose not to leave. And for them to be sitting here at 9-1, you know, I don't like to reflect too much on, like, hey, here's what we've done. But we were once 1-9 not too long ago. And they had won 2 of 18 games. And I had to remind the young guys of that yesterday. All the young players are sitting in the back. I'm like, just remember, these guys, these seniors, at one point they were 2-16 over the course of the end of 2016 and through 2017. And all they've done is just shut up and work and work and work and work. And so they've given so much to me personally and to my family. They've given so much to our coaching staff, to this university, that, you know, it's not just about like one game honoring. I think, you know, I asked all of our young guys when I said that, please give them 14 of the best days that you have. You know, give the next 7 days and then the next 7 days after that, these last two regular season games, give the absolute best you have, because if everyone does, that's the only way I know to honor what they've done, because they gave us a lot of days where it didn't look too bright and they didn't necessarily know if they could trust us, and they've changed positions and they've listened to us, and a lot of them are playing their best football. So I hope I can do my part this Saturday. To send them off a winner, because I haven't had a senior day win yet here, and that really bothers me. Not many things bother me, but that bothers me. And so I want to see these guys walk off the field winners, because they deserve that. They've been winners.
Matt, do you see a lot of similarities between Charlie and Sam Ellinger?
Yeah, they're both really good quarterbacks. They both can run. They both are accurate. You know, I know there's obviously, being from rival high schools and all that, there's some storylines there. But, you know, I think when you watch, you know, Texas's offense, Sam drives it, and I think when you watch our offense, obviously Charlie drives it. So I think they're both just really, really good players, and they both think they're both fearless. You know, I don't know Sam real well. I see him and things. I always make sure I say hello to him. But I love the way the guy's courageous, man. He throws his body around. He runs the football. He does whatever his team needs to move it. And I don't know what the stats are right now. You know, a lot of times he's their leading rusher, and that's really who Charlie is as well.
What do you think about the kind of just the game that Blake Lynch had, especially in the first half, and just how much progress he's made throughout his time at Baylor?
I think over the last couple of games, Blake's really becoming a presence in terms of getting to the quarterback. You know, something that we thought maybe skills that he had. You know, Blake's one of those guys I was just talking about. You know, to move all those positions and to be out there doing whatever it takes. You know, to go play. But the impact he's had the last 2 weeks of getting to the quarterback is really, really. Affected the other team. It won the TCU game for us in many ways and kept us in that game. And so I think he's a great young man. He's a graduate. He's a great player. And I think he'll have a bright future ahead at the next level. But his impact here, he's a quiet guy, but his actions have spoken really loudly since he's been here.
Texas special teams, any special concern there?
You know, they're always explosive, on kickoff returns, always explosive on punt returns. We missed some opportunities last year. You know, we had a big penalty on kickoff return, and we had a chance at a block and missed it. I think one of the biggest things we have to improve upon right now is our punt game has been kind of, you know, 20 yarder than a longer one. So versus this offense, because they're, you know, they go tempo sometimes, but they are, at the end of the day, at their heart, they're a run the football power team. And so we have got to flip the field and make them drive the length of the field. And that's really a challenge more on our end to figure out how to, A, not give up big returns by them, and then, B, you know, make sure that we're punting the ball far enough to pin it down there.